Good morning, everyone. It is December the 1st. And for the first time ever, I didn't get my kids' advent calendars. I know they're big kids, but they're 22 and 17, but they still expect them. But the thing is, I wasn't going anywhere over the weekend, and I asked Connor, and he said he didn't have time because he's clearing out the shop closed on Saturday. And so they're just packing everything up. And he wants to pack up a day early because he hasn't even visited the new place where he's going to be working starting from Saturday. So he wants to go there Wednesday and then have 2 days at home because he hasn't had a day off for 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I think this is his 23rd day without a day off. Anyway, he's holding up pretty well. He's young and healthy. Today is the first time in a while that Obi's going to be home. He was meant to come pick up his new passport, but he's going to put it off till tomorrow because he just wanted a day at home, because last week's been pretty hectic for him. Like, he was working at the care home Tuesday and Wednesday night, so he slept all day Wednesday and all day Thursday, and then we were at the hospital most of Friday, and then he was working Saturday and Sunday, and he's meant to go and pick up his passport, but he's going to put it off till tomorrow. So it's really nice just to have him home, and neither of us have to go anywhere. He will go and get it tomorrow. I'm back at the hospital on Wednesday for the next dose of antibiotics in my fluid bag, and then I'll be up there again next Monday for the same thing again. It's very cold this morning. I'm off to the hairdresser's Thursday. I was meant to go last Thursday, but I wasn't well enough, and Lammy is meant to be getting cut this Friday, and it was meant to be last Friday, but I had to risk the froth, I meant to say then, risk the wrath of Freya. The wrath of Freya. To postpone it for a week, because again, I wasn't well enough. So, and I had to go to hospital that day anyway. I've had a call from the hospital to see how I am today, and they told me that I've got to carry on taking my antibiotics because the white blood cell count in my fluid, sure, you'll hope no one's eaten their breakfast, but I suppose it's nothing too disgusting. Anything over 100 is considered peritonitis, and mine was 520, but they said nothing grew from the culture, so it was probably because I'd had a stomach infection that caused it, rather than actual peritonitis itself, which would have been through contamination, like I didn't wash my hands properly or something. But that's highly unlikely, because I do. So, therefore, they've concluded it's probably from, you know, because I had a stomach bug, which can happen. So, Ronan's had it a bit as well, so I suppose it's just something that's going around. And, yeah. It's a cold morning. It's not really cold. It's probably about 5 degrees. And it's meant to be getting colder by the end of the week with very heavy frosts. And now, apparently, in the UK, it's officially winter. And I haven't slept all night. I think I slept last night from about 11 till 12. And I got up this morning at 5:30. I had something to eat and cup of tea and fed the cats and sorted the dogs out and all that stuff, and then I came back up to bed at 7:30, and hey presto, I think I'm going to be getting up in a minute because it's getting too late to be in bed, and no sleep coming. It's crazy. And I've had thank you to the people who sent me direct messages in the night and early morning, because you kept me going. So that was Calmwater73 and Sultan. Sultan RL, thank you very, 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 very much. So that was good. And everyone seems to be... I've had several of my followers and people I'm following have had sleepless nights. There must be something in the air. It's weird. But anyway... It's a new month. I cannot believe it's December. It's kind of scary. And I'm beginning to... you see, what happens if... when it gets to this time and I haven't had any sleep, I begin to feel tired. Like if I just let myself, I could lay down and go to sleep now. But I don't sleep for long. It's never long enough, that's the trouble. It's only a couple of hours and then I'm up. But, oh, I've got to ring up and sort out a repair about Ronan's door. We can't go on with his door like that after the other fiasco last week. I'm going to do that now. Darling, audio booze on.
What is it?
Audio booze on. What are you eating, turkey?
Audio what?
Boo is on.
Correct yourself.
What?
Audio what?
Boom!
Oh, boom.
So I still call it audio boo. Is that what you wanted me to say? Audio boom?
Yeah.
Audio bloody boom. Thank you. What did you bring me? Peppermint tea or chamomile?
What did you ask for?
Because...
I think I made a mistake with this turkey.
Why?
I put it in there for 3 minutes in the microwave.
Why not? Well, they don't
even... It's like crackling now.
You wouldn't really put the skin in, I don't... Well... It actually smells, even though I'm not a meat eater, it actually smells really nice. The turkey can be dry. You really would be better off with some gravy on that. Or on a sandwich.
Can I borrow Manuku for 2 seconds?
Can you borrow Manuku? Why? What are you going to do with her? Put your plate on top of her. Yeah, Manuku, everyone, is my big rag doll. Don't ask me where the name Manuku came from. I just made it up one day. Because we used to call her Mountain, because she's got a great big head. And I should say it's the size of a mountain, and
yeah,
then
cool. I... Nice with gravy, actually.
It would be nice with gravy. You wouldn't probably... And there's cranberry sauce in there. It's from last year, but that sounds awful, but we didn't open it, and it's still in date till next year. Do you remember when we cleared out the cupboard?
I'm going down.
Huh?
I'm not going down.
Where's Tooth Tooth? It's a wonder he hasn't come round for turkey. Who's ever heard of anyone sitting in bed eating turkey?
I've seen someone.
Huh?
I've not heard of, but I've seen someone with me.
Yeah. You're an alien, anyway. How come he hasn't smelt that? Anyway, I can't have a cup of ordinary tea yet because of my stupid antibiotics. I can't eat or drink any iron, calcium or zinc 2 hours either side of taking them. So I've got another hour and a half before I can have a proper cup of tea. Never mind.
Iron, calcium or zinc?
Yeah.
Didn't include milk?
Yeah, calcium is the milk bit. Anything with calcium, like cheese. Mm. I think the zinc and the iron, I don't think they mean any... I don't know, they didn't specify whether they mean zinc tablets and iron tablets, which obviously I don't even take anything like that, but I don't know whether they mean food with zinc in it or food with iron in it. I don't know. So I try not to eat anything or drink anything. Chamomile tea is fine, I'm sure. But not ordinary tea or anything like cheese or...
It's a public boo.
Yes. It's a public boo. You don't call it... You didn't call it a boom, did you? Because it's not called a boom. It's still called a boo. Because when you get a message from them, it says someone commented on your boo. It doesn't say on your boom. So all you people who call them a boom, stop it. Because they're not called a bloody boom. They're called a boo.
I think it would be nice if you call it boom, actually. Someone coming to come and corner on your boom.
It's harder to say boom, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But I mean, it sounds more sensible. Someone coming in on your boom than on your boom.
Not on your bum. Kiss my... That's probably not a good idea. What? That turkey? How much is left?
A small one, after it.
Huh?
It's actually a small turkey.
Oh, no, it's only a turkey. It's not a whole turkey, darling. It's a turkey breast.
It's not a big part. That's what I'm trying to say.
Are you going
to
eat the whole lot?
No.
Do you think there's enough for you, Conor and Ronan, for dinner?
What are you talking about?
Seriously, there isn't. Okay. Well, I've got
the turkey in the staff room before I took out of it. It was only going to be enough for three persons.
Okay. Well, there's some pork in there, so I can do that today instead. And if there's any of that left over, you can just have it with it, or people can have it as they like. The pork's bigger. It's about 1.5 times the size of that.
Oh, cool. One day off work is good.
Yay! This chamomile is very hot. It's too hot to drink yet. I'm really thirsty today. It's because I had toast this morning. That's my water bottle that I always keep next to my bed. Because I had a bit of cheese on my toast. Not melted cheese, just on cold cheese on the top. Because I decided I didn't have much protein lately. Because I haven't been eating much. Didn't have any yesterday. They started playing Christmas songs on the radio this morning. Yeah. At 6 o'clock I was doing a private message to someone. I went, oh, there's a Christmas song on the radio. Are you still using Manuku as a rest? How dare you? I can't believe that. Is 2-2-4 all right? Yeah, but it's a wonder that didn't wake him up from his sleep, because it's quite a strong smell. I smell it coming up the stairs because you heated it up. The whole house smells of it. The cats are probably going mad.
But small piece of chocolate, very small.
I bet Wackaboo-boo's nose is going. Wackaboo-boo. He was up here till about 2 o'clock this morning. Roland put him away. He was on the bed. I was going, go away. I was trying to get to sleep. I was going, go away. I don't want you around me at this time of night.
I saw him subconsciously, didn't I? I saw him somewhere.
He was here. He was laying there like that. And he was going like this with his feet.
I thought I was dreaming, but I knew I saw him somewhere.
That must have been a nightmare. Waka boo boo. He's a nightmarish apparition. Creeps around. He's very quiet the way he goes around. It's because he's got fluffy feet, I think. You know?
I'll just come out now.
Huh? He's come out.
Yeah, but I have to love this my mouth for his mouth.
That's it. Me and you are finished, mate.
Come out too late.
He must have woken him up, though. What's going on? Where's my breakfast, Mumma?
I'm on the bed now.
Here he comes. You're a bit late, mate.
I've gone for.
He's smelling my hands. Don't smell mine, smell his. All right, mate, what are you doing? Why haven't you given me anything? He's smelling the air. You missed it, Toofy Loofy Toof Toof. You came out from under the bed.
Come towards me, then.
He's smelling, look, he's really smelling the air. You've missed it, old Paul.
I'm moving my hands in the hair like...
He's going.
I'm going, Paul.
Old Paul, too. I'll get you some later, don't worry. This big div's not going to eat it all. He's demanding it now, look, he's smelling, look. You've missed it. I can't believe you slept through all that. Is this chamomile? No, it's still too hot. Tastes like it.
Oh, she's moving you? Oh, yeah, good one.
Yeah, I know you've got a ring.
Okay.
And you've got a ring about your passport as well.
Yeah.
And I've got a ring up about a repair to Rona's door.
Give me like up. I'll be downstairs for a while. 20 minutes.
Okay. I'm sure he's going to follow you down. Thinking
I'm going to print out that thing. I haven't printed it out.
Well, the printer's not working that well, is it?
I don't know if it's on that form. I'll give it a try. If it doesn't work, I'll be open in 2 seconds.
Okay. So we're just going to have a lazy day. Well, oh, shit. I nearly upended my chamomile all over the plugs. I balanced it on the edge of the bedside locker. Where's Manuku? Oh, Tooth's gone now. I don't know if he followed him downstairs. He probably thinks he's getting some meat. Scrounger. It's a very grey day out there today, but that's how it's been. There was a little bit of... I think it was yesterday, or was it Saturday? There was a tiny little bit of sun. Really weak sunshine. But the sun's been very, very rare lately. Last week or so, anyway. Anyway, happy December, everybody, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.